Well, me and you and Sean, we'll go up and see these priests that I'm wonderful for suggesting.
Good.
Let me go too.
Up at Seattle University.
No, I'm
not. I'll show you a guy I used to go to school with.
I want to wish you.
Hello, Pat.
Wait, start over.
That's all right. I got Kelly in my lap, and Casey's over here making eyes at me like he's got a piece of licorice in his mouth, and he looks as if, oh, God, how to describe him. He's climbing all over the chair now, and he's gone. And, no.
Hi, Pat.
Sean's in bed.
Yeah, Sean's in bed.
Sean had a stomach ache. He's got too much homework. Here, you guys, and they behave like you did, Pat. They don't have much manners, but they mean right. And there isn't much up here to bother about. They both got a piece of licorice in their mouth. Casey's got a loose tooth, and he wants to hold on to it.
And I don't want to lose it.
Kelly ain't got no loose tooth. She can bite that licorice better than you could.
And listen, you tell him you brought the licorice. Oh,
I just brought the licorice. I just showed up from home. Irm's working, and I'm not out on the town, not as much as I was years ago, but we have all kinds of problems, Pat. Irm always gets us. We got Pinky had a heart attack, and she stays up at the place. Ermalee is pregnant, and she just got married, and she stays up at the joint we run. Along with that, here comes a private eye, and he's investigating a one-legged guy we got for living with some other woman, and God help us. Then the private eye got to Irm, and oh, God, this girl is beat. Oh, he didn't. And life is about the same. The only Goldwater gets a lot of free publication or free ads in our urinal on the shipyards. I mean, it's all Goldwater here and Goldwater there, and it points. I don't know.
Yeah.
How Johnson's gonna come out? Him and that McNamara got you guys all followed up, or we think they have. But as far as Goldwater, oh, he's the mystery of the universe. The rest of the country, this Mike Sequenza turned out to be a hell of a guy. He's trying to befriend everybody in the family and trying to do wonderful, and we'll all go out of our way for him.
And he's also so great. He's fun, too.
He's fun.
Fun to play.
Like Casey says, he's fun, too.
He's fun, too. He's very fun.
That's Kelly. I'll have to identify your children. That's really silly like me. There isn't. All Grandma Brady is, she's in love with an Irishman now. She's only 88, and I don't know how old he is, God help him. But she wants to get married again. And the rest of your family are pretty good shape. Everybody's in good shape. They're in and out of trouble. They managed to get in and managed to get out, so there's no real problems. Nobody's got any money. They're all broke, and they're all borrowing off each other. And it hasn't changed. Your kids, pretty good guys. You ain't got much worries. But how come you picked Georgia?
Holy Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is an echo. No. I don't know how Irm was. No, be still,
Irm,
Irish. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do down near Fort Benning or Pensacola. But Pensacola is about the only good town down there, St. Petersburg and Mobile. But we'll be down. And hey, you better come on home. None of this. We're getting tired reading the papers because that Nancy's got a couple fancy neighbors out here, and every time something happens down there in Vietnam, and I, between you Buddhists and you Catholics, you're having a hell of a time, and it makes the papers up here, and they blow it up 9 times high, so this couple neighbors bring the paper over and make it worse. The rest of us don't read the papers. So, I don't know, Pat, what to say. Go to church and have a happy birthday, and them poor old enlisted men, take it easy on them.
That's fun.
Some of them might have had it worse than you when they were kids. God help them.
That's fun. That is fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy. Casey wants to talk to you. Daddy's been in Vietnam 7 months.
Daddy?
Not too loud.
I mean, Daddy, come home. Because you've been over in Vietnam for 7 months now. So come home, okay?
That is Uncle Jerry in the background, and this is Uncle Mike. Please tell him about Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike don't want to talk to you.
You don't?
I'm scared of Mike.
You are?
Don't yell at it, or Daddy will be deafened. Okay.
Daddy. And also, Daddy,
I know.
I want you to come back.
Oh, that's what I forgot.
What? What?
Where's going to come back?
Oh, you rat thing.
I forgot.
Here, get in.
No, I don't.
Hey, this is Mike. This is Mike here, and he's he got me a job. Yeah.
No, no. Hey,
come on, come on.
I feel like an idiot talking to this
thing. Well, you look.
Okay, hello, Big Fat Pat. This is Uncle Mike. How are you, sweetheart? Come back to me, lover. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, sweetheart. I love you. My birthday is, you know, last time he and I had our birthday together, we had a big blast over my place.
Yeah.
And I was so drunk. I was passed out in the bathroom.
Are you a
lush? That's when Fat knows all about it.
Yeah.
What
it was a
party
goodie.
That was. That's when he was living
what
together.
What did I say, Daddy?
Come on. We celebrated his birthday and my birthday. See, I'm on a 29th, St. Michael's feast day.
No, you're in this.
St. Michael's feast day. And his is on the 1st. In October, and there's only one day separating the two of us. And one day of the month.
Halloween between you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, so, it ain't. Halloween's the next month. The end of the month.
Oh,
they the month
that's
later.
Right. It's October 31st.
How do you like America, Nance?
I don't like it. I want to go back to Germany.
Back to Georgia.
Oh, Deutschland.
Yeah,
oh,
Georgia.
Oh,
yeah.
It's above the Florida border. It's near Columbia, Columbus, Georgia.
Well, I mean
okay, Kelly, you say something, Daddy.
Well, I mean it.
This way. This way back here?
Yeah.
So right here.
Okay.
Daddy?
Now I'm going to bed now.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed. And Sean's. Huh?
No.
I
want to
tell him that Sean's sick.
Sean doesn't feel good.
Sean's sick. He doesn't feel good. He has a headache. We hope he's better in the morning.
You and me, and you want to go out and drink.
And happy.
Well, after work, one.
Sing it with me.
Friday night.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Let's do it one more time. Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Let's sing Jingle Bells to him. Jingle Bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse and sleigh. Hey, jingle bells. Mary had a little lamp, oh, what sweet was right as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, followed the lamp to school one day, school one day. You sing with school one day, school one day. Against the rules. On the ocean, a streetcar was in sight. The sun was shining brightly in the middle of the night. What boy with shoes on stood there, sitting in a tree? When he put his glasses on, he heard this melody. Oh, he cried, friend, friend. I left up might be somebody's mother. Kind to your generous friend. A chilly through and through. They think this is the end. Well, it is.
No,
let's sing 'Tis the Season to Be Jolly.
Okay.
The house with bells are la 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 la. Singing to be jolly. La 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 la. Soon be now our gay bearer. La 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 la. Sing be now our gay apparel, gay apparel, fa la 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 la. God to love, faith, help me to play, day by day. Oh me ha, these are best, I'm at work or play or rest. I often think of you, never say what isn't true, think what isn't right, think that's all, dear God, good night. Let's sing the other prayer. Mary, full of grace, Lord, in blessed, bless the silent woman, Lord, for the Lord Jesus. Mary, Mother of a God, pray for our sinners. Amen. Let's sing the prayer now.
Well, that's enough prayers. No, you tell Daddy Casey wants to sing.
No. Yes. Can we sing just one more thing?
What?
Membership, they're all scared.
Jesus, I love you.
Yeah.
Get my daddy not to be safe. Get my daddy to be safe. Daddy, let me safe. Don't let, don't die. Don't get, don't let daddy get wounded. I love you, daddy. Now come home when Christmas starts. And don't you, and I'm going to say one more time. And here comes Casey. He wants to talk to you.
Oh,
Daddy, I hope you go back soon.
I'm talking about with the union. In other words, you've got
don't
to get
cover
the
it up. Just
first,
keep it
right
here. Okay. Well, tell him what now your sister's name is.
No,
my sister's name is.
Irene.
Our sister Irene.
Is she nice?
Yes. And my sister's real nice, and every day we get to kill her.
Good.
And we get to draw, and we are now drawing a picture of Adam and Eve. And we are also learning how to read.
But the thing is, just like
we got a arithmetic book at school, and every day we go to school, we do our arithmetic.
Good.
And, can I sing a song?
Okay.
I'm going to sing.
What would you like to sing?
Let's say,
they get the hospital.
Like the hospital.
Yeah, I know what they do.
For the family.
And now I'm going to sing you a song.
No reason to want to
That's what I'm talking about.
Dead souls with flowers of holly. La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Darling, now I'm a fairy. La 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 la. Don't be now our gay old pharaoh. La 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 la.
Okay, you tell Daddy good night. We're going to bed now.
And now, good night, Daddy. I'm going to bed. Before I go to bed, I'm going to sing you a song. I mean, I'm going to say my prayers.
Okay. The noise in the background is Jerry Murphy and Michael Sequenza carrying on a very great discussion about something or other. I'm not sure what. I hope you could hear the kids. Poor Sean went to bed shortly after dinner. He complained of a headache. The poor little fella. He must not be feeling good. I hope tomorrow he feels better, Daddy. I hope I'm doing this right, Daddy. I turned this tape over. I don't know if I'm erasing the other side or if everything's coming out right or nothing. I hope it does, because if not, I'll still send you this side because of the kids on it. They also spoke on the other side in case I have erased it. I wanted Mike to say a few words to you, but he is bashful. He said he wanted to talk to you in private or not at all. He is sitting here now keeping Jerry company. He wants to take the tape recorder back tonight, so I'd like to finish this off. I don't have much else to say, Daddy. I've just repeated myself through all the letters I've written and so forth and so on, but I just wanted you to know we would be thinking of you on your birthday.
This is the last 200 feet, Pat. We're really having a hell of a time getting rid of it. The kids are yelling, and they spoke their piece. And Mike is here, and he's... Yeah, Mike is... outspoken and soft-spoken, but he's bashful.
Figure that out. He's a psychologist.
Yeah, you're the psychologist, Mike. Pat, figure it out. And that psychology, that's still for the birds as far as I'm concerned.
He thinks so, too, now.
Well, Nancy says you don't believe in it either, but I don't know. It sure got you mixed up. You're going from Vietnam to Georgia. Holy jeez.
Hey, now, Pat, I finally got something to say to you, and I'm going to say it very honestly. Get out of the Army. Now, I know Nancy doesn't want you to get out of the Army, but I think you should. Okay, I'm sorry, Pat, but I was cut off by you, Mrs. Auntie Nancy here.
Yeah.
But she... And I see the words doesn't come as... Right, okay. This is all psychology.
But anyway...
Psychological. But she's against you getting out of the Army for one reason. Security. Oh, sure, the Army offers a lot of security, but now we're going to go in a heated debate. Why don't you want him to get out of the Army?
I ain't going
to
debate you. I just want the Army, and you know it.
Okay, I'll tell you the reason why you should get out of the Army, Pat. You are an individual. You can expend all your efforts in building whatever you want to build in life. And life, as you know, is one goal after another and maybe perhaps one downfall after another. But the thing about you and me, we get up and we fight, see? And you can get a good civilian job as a salesman or not a salesman. Now, that sounds pretty bad, but when I say salesman, I'm talking about big stuff. And you can use your knowledge. Now, hey, here's a good thing now. Pharmaceutical salesmen. Drugs. Now, this is a great thing.
What's a hell of a thing in our family?
And it's a...
Wrong outfit.
Tell them that's wrong outfit.
No, I'm not kidding. They are looking...
You heard me. I'm not kidding either.
I am not kidding. This is the latest thing. A representative. Okay, we'll use a better name. A representative.
No, he doesn't want that room.
He can get a $25,000 a year job more. And then the asset he has is your flying pad. Okay, flying choppers. Choppers, small choppers is the latest thing besides these small aircrafts. And you can get your fixed wing easy out in civilian life with all that big money you'd make. You know how smart you are. Mm-hmm. All that good looking. You're suave, and you can probably cut a deal with your clients. You can talk to your client's wife for, you know.
Well, suave with a double A?
Suave, S-U-A-V.
Oh, I thought it was a double A.
Suave.
Yeah, suave. He's got a double A now in front.
Yeah.
A double A.
But as suave looking as you are, intelligent, young looking.
Loyal,
courageous.
Sitting down or standing up.
But no kidding, Pat. Get out while the getting's good. Nancy, just look at me cross-eyed. But I think you should. You think it over. Because you know how Georgia is. You know how Louisiana is. You know how Thule Greenwood is. You know how Vietnam is. And who knows? With all your experience and your background.
You do go down there. I'm going to make a date with you.
Where? In Georgia?
I had one ball down there.
Oh, did you?
Well, where are you going?
I know where to go. When you go to Fort Benning. Hell, I won't yell in there.
Go to Columbus.
Better know it's me. We'll go to the Mardi Gras in Mobile, not New Orleans. And they have a ball.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I went to Mardi Gras years ago, 30 years ago, yeah.
Well, Pat went too.
Quit pulling all these years on us, will you?
I can't help it.
Out loud. Jeez,
I just went by. I got a half a century going.
Oh. Jerry
Murphy, you shouldn't pull that rank on us.
That ain't rank.
But what do you think, Fat? I know you've been thinking about it. Get out.
He's been thinking about it.
Well, didn't you tell me?
No, I didn't.
Who told me?
I don't know.
Well, it must be mental telepathy.
I'm cutting that off.
Hey, Pat, it's a little rough on the outside. A lot of these people try to make them unions, and if they don't toe the mark, I... Oh, yeah, Mike, it's a little rough on the outside.
Look, unions,
it is
nothing.
Rough on the outside.
And you don't
the
kiss...
Bear, it is not that rough.
You don't kiss it that guy's foot, you get that 20 years in, and then you got something to... You get a lot of independence. Right. You can kiss them boys off, say, hey, I'm
after
not...
You get 20 years in.
You bet.
We've only got 14 to go.
You got 14 years, Pat. Keep it up.
That's all right. He's a third of the way through.
Well, see,
a third of the way
okay,
through
okay,
retirement.
But you got a point there.
Hey, Pat, when you come home on this furlough,
You got a point.
I ain't got long to live, so me and you are going to get drunk when you come home this time.
No.
That's without Irma Nancy.
Hey, Pat. I'm going to kidnap...
We'll take Mike. We'll take Mike.
You the
we'll
first,
take Mike with
wait a minute,
us.
Wait. Yeah, Jerry and I are going to kidnap you the first night you're in. You're not going home. I'm going to meet you at that airport, and Jerry and I are going to kidnap him, so you better be ready to fight Jerry and I.
We couldn't be that mean.
Nobody's that mean.
That'll be something you'll never
forget. I'll meet him in California.
But you come home in the middle of the week, and Saturday night, me and you and Mike will have a ball.
I'll have my goon squad down in San Francisco meeting you.
I don't know how much tape is running here, but we're sitting here telling lies and having quite a time about getting you in and out of the Army. Oh.
Hey, what about Alaska? That new frontier, Pat.
Yeah.
New frontier. Let you and I go up there now.
That Alaska's for the birds. Remember that Montana deal and you got up and that snow hits you in the face? You can have that Alaska, Pat. You know enough about that.
Thanks.
That property in Florida looks pretty good. And looks like me and Irma are going to go down and build you and Nancy a house.
Good.
And hope you never get back to it. Fern's got a boyfriend. He's a dandy, Pat. You should see him now. His name is Joe Jardine.
Which boyfriend is this
now? Oh, he's Joe.
No, I mean how many?
Oh, God, I don't know how many. But he's quite a guy. He's considered a precision engineer. The man has had no education. But he has the cleverest pair of hands I think I've seen in my life. And he takes care of all these machines and builds them up and down. And in about 2 days, he makes about $200. So he's got that Fern nuts, trying to keep track of his money. Big Mike is all right.
Does he look good?
Little Mike is all right. They're
and Uncle Mike's all right.
They're in.
And your wife is all right.
They're in and out of trouble.
Oh, yeah, my Nancy and your Nancy are going to the movies Friday night. I'm going to babysit.
Yay!
I'm going to help them.
Good. You'll need help,
I
Michael.
Wish I
You'll
could.
Need help. You. Hey, Mike has done that before. Nancy and I go out to the movies.
I'm good with them kids. They don't bother me at all.
I get them all in bed, laying on the floor, and make a bed out of the floor, you know, and mattress on there. They're all ready, and they lie down and just play around, hop around, watch TV.
Yeah.
We're thinking about ice skating up here now. I don't know whether you ice skate down in Vietnam or not.
In rice paddies.
Well, yeah, but then what the hell? It might freeze over.
I don't think so, dear.
Huh?
I don't think so. Rain.
Oh, you're listening to all that propaganda. What the hell? I don't believe everything I read in the paper.
Hey, get to sleep.
Well, Brother Brady or...
That's what you ought to be, Pat.
Junior Brady?
Did you read about that mother?
What mother?
I mean, this woman's husband died.
Yeah.
And she's got about 4 kids.
Yeah.
And they finally accepted the mate. She went into the convent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And all her priests?
No, none. She went to get
Yeah, married. And all her sons were priests.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I read that,
that's
yeah.
Right. Read it in the papers.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
They had a picture of it in the Times.
Oh, yeah. They crossed her up. They all converted her.
She had, wait a minute. She had one a priest and one a nun.
She had 3 sons. Yeah, 3 and 1. She had 3 boys were priests and 1 was a nun.
Oh, my
And
God.
She became a nun after her husband died.
Well, for Pete's sake. That's a good idea.
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Pat knows that story. I was almost a priest once.
Yeah.
I really was,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's the education they give me.
Really brainwashed you.
Oh, but good.
Who did?
the Irish Christian Brothers.
Oh, they'll get you if you don't want that.
Try to give me a classical course. I never had nothing but...
Yeah, I almost became a priest, man.
Four languages. He got the same thing in him.
Didn't we, Pat?
Yeah, Catholic schools. How many...
Now he's a Catholic.
Hey, we're trying to talk to you, but you're pretty quiet. How come you don't pop off? Every time I ever heard you, you've been spouting back.
This is really great. We can say anything, and he can't argue with us.
That's right.
He can't even dispute our speech.
Yeah, and then the damn fool always told the truth anyway.
That gets you in trouble, you know.
Yeah, the truth always hurt. Every time I told it, I got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell the truth, too, but my wife never believes me.
Yeah, and you're lucky.
You'll...
Tell the truth, Nancy.
Well?
Hey, too bad my wife isn't.
Yeah, you better cut that off, Irish.
We got a little bit left.
We ain't got much left.
We're
poor old,
goodbye.
Poor
all
old Brady.
All eyes are on the tape.
Poor old Brady needs some sleep, and you need that last word.
I need that last word, Daddy. Well, Daddy, I'm going to say goodnight now. You know I love you very, very much. I miss you awfully, awfully much. I want to wish you one big, big happy birthday and send you a great big kiss, and a big kiss from the kids, and a great big hug. If you get a chance, do send back a tape. Maybe Mike can get the recorder again, and I'll be able to hear you. It's really hard talking into this thing and hearing no answer. You know we'll be thinking of you all.